Hello friends, how are you doing? I hope you all are fine. Well, yeah, I'm fine too. Things have been very different, and I'm gonna just share a story with you because you know that how much I value my friends from IndianSexTalk.com and my listeners on AudioSexStories.net. You guys are really special to me. I just do not know what would I do without you guys. I'm so happy that I can at least go ahead and share my stories with you people. So, I'm an Indian woman. My name is Sushmita. And I live with my husband, whose name is Ketan, and my father-in-law. It all began when I lost my newborn baby boy just after 15 days of his birth. He was suffering from some rare complications in his kidney. They say that breastfeeding is good for both mother and child. It helps to maintain a good health of the baby as well as the mother. Agreed. But what to do when there is no baby? I didn't know what to do with my breasts. My body was producing milk and there was no one to consume it. There was a severe pain in my breast due to accumulation of milk. Also, I was feverish. I asked Kate and my hubby to help, and he sucked my breast for a few seconds once and refused to comply next time. He said he didn't like the smell of it. He even refused to come close to me. Forget about making love. I complained about the pain to the doctor. At the nursing home, doctor advised me to throw away milk by pressing my breast with my own hands. I tried this, but I felt very guilty. I was wasting energy given to me by God. I approached an NGO. They sent me to an orphanage to breastfeed one abandoned newborn baby. I didn't like the baby's face. I asked for another baby, but no one really cared. The baby was crying too much. I noticed that the babies were not cared properly and there was lack of hygiene. I just could not breastfeed the baby, and I am guilty of it. I know I was wrong there, but I just couldn't do anything. I left the orphanage and never went back. My breasts were becoming heavy and heavier day by day, and I had to press and throw away the milk. Ketan, what do I do now? I asked my hubby next day morning when he was getting ready to go to the office. He just didn't react. Why can't you help me, Ketan? I was about to cry. He shouted and told me to go to hell and left home. I cried. I threw myself on the bed and hid my face under the pillow and cried more. I felt very lonely and helpless. I felt a hand on my shoulder all of a sudden. What happened, Bahu? Why are you crying? I heard my father-in-law's voice. I got up and dried tears from my face with pallu of my sari. Immediately, to realize my error, my father-in-law was watching me and I had exposed my breasts to him. I replaced the pallu and sat properly. But what's wrong? He asked me while sitting on my bed beside me. I got up and stood, keeping some distance. Nothing, nothing, Papa. Tell me what it is. Maybe I can help you. He got up from the bed and came nearer to me. I sat down on the edge of the bed and said, Papa, your son doesn't love me anymore. There was a pin drop silence. I regretted saying this. In the 3 years of my marriage with Ketan, I had complained for the first time. That's a very serious allegation. I must know what happened between you two. Babuji pulled a chair and sat before me. Tell me, what's the matter? I thought for a few seconds. Should I tell or shouldn't I? I didn't know my father-in-law well. We had not lived together for a few days, and he came to stay with us very recently after the death of my mother-in-law. He was in good health and had a good, charming personality. He had made friends in our neighborhood in no time. I decided to take a chance as he was an elder in the home and might be able to help solve my problem. I told him about the problem in detail and concluded, Babuji, Ketan refused to help me. Well, a lot of men don't like the smell of milk on their wife's body. Maybe Ketan is one of them. What should I do, Papa? I asked him desperately. There was a silence. Sorry to bother you, Papa. I shouldn't have told you about the problem. Beta, if you don't mind, allow me and I shall suck your breast. I was taken aback. I never imagined that my father-in-law could play the role of my baby. Just think over. In the meantime, I shall make coffee for you. He left for a kitchen. I was so dumbfounded that I couldn't stop him and say that making coffee was my duty. Well, Sush, baby, what to do now? In the 3 months of his stay with us, my FIO had impressed me a lot. He is cultured and a very well-behaved man. Also, he has a very good sense of humor, which Ketan, my hubby, lacks big time. He has never eyed me the way some senior citizens tries to undress or rape you by their eyes only, all signs of a perfect gentleman. Coffee. He brought 2 cups of coffee in a tray. I picked a cup without saying a word and had a sip. So, what have you decided? Go, Sush, go for it now, I said. Papa, I'm ready to breastfeed you, but I have a few conditions. Go on, he told me. Number one, this has to be confidential between 2 of us, I said. Of course, agreed. Number 2, you'll be blindfolded. He smiled and said, agreed. Number 3, apart from sucking, you will not touch me anywhere. He smiled again and said, okay, agreed. Papa, you will have to suck my breast at least 2x a day. We shall start today right now. I expect you in my bedroom in 5 minutes. I gulped down the last sip of coffee and saw that Papa has not touched his coffee at all. Papa, your coffee will get cold. He said, I don't need coffee now. Am I doing wrong? Am I doing right? What it is? I missed a heartbeat when I heard the knock on the door. Please come in, Papa, I said. He came in and stood in the door clueless. I went ahead and made him sit on my bed. I blindfolded him with a black dupatta I found from my wardrobe. I stared at him for a moment. So, are you sure you know what you're doing? Someone is asking me. Maybe my own conscience. Yes, I know what I'm doing. I dropped pallu of my sari, unbuttoned my blouse, lifted my bra, rubbed my right breast frill and squeezed my nipple. Tiny drops of milk appeared. I thrust my breast in his waiting mouth. Suck, Papa, I said, and held his hand in my hands close to my body. He placed his teeth on my nipple and began sucking. Flow of milk was passing from my body into his. After a few minutes, I shifted his mouth to my left breast and he sucked like an obedient child. He sucked and sucked. He was not just sucking my breast, he was sucking my pains, my worries, my troubles, and my agonies. After a few minutes, I sat on bed, crossed legs, and made my father-in-law lie in my lap. I placed his hands around my waist, and he kept sucking me. After half an hour, I pushed his head away from my body. I stepped down from bed. I adjusted my bra, buttoned my blouse, removed his blindfold, didn't bother to cover my breast, though, and held his face in my palms. I planted a kiss on his cheeks. Thank you, Papa. Thank you very much. I pulled his head and pressed deep into my breast. Tears began flowing from my eyes. Papa, you have no idea how happy I am today. He got up, hugged me tightly. He said, Beta, I love you. After having an afternoon tea, my father-in-law was about to go for an evening walk. I asked, what time will you return, Papa? What time you want me to return, he asked. I said, please remember that Ketan returns any time after 8 in the evening. I went into the balcony to watch him doing. To my surprise, he saw up in the balcony. Did he anticipate me looking for him? I waved my hand and he replied back by waving his hand. He dissolved into the crowd on the street. I shaved my armpits. I shaved my pussy clean, took a shower bath, wore a fresh set of brown panty, wore a fresh petticoat, selected a new fresh sari, went for a contrast color, very local blouse, changed my hairstyle, wore a dozen of glass bangles on my left wrist, wore my favorite perfume. I checked myself in the mirror and I was happy with my look. "Sush, are you waiting for your lover?" someone asked me. "Get lost," I said. "He's my father-in-law, he's like my father." I watched television while waiting for my father-in-law to return. Not a single program on channel could hold my attention. Time seemed to flow very slowly. After a long wait, doorbell rang. I almost rushed to open the door, but I was disappointed. Ketan, my hubby, had returned. "Let me in," he was irritated. I realized that I had blocked the way. I stepped aside. He came in, but there was no sign of my father-in-law. He went in our bedroom. I didn't know what to do. I went behind him. He was searching for something in his drawer. "You're early today. Any problem?" He was annoyed. As I didn't react, he said after a few seconds, "An urgent company meeting is going on. I need some files I had brought home. I need to go back." He found the files. But he was in no mood to go back. He slumped on the sofa. "Shall I make tea for you?" I asked him, though I wanted to ask him, "Why don't you go?" "No," he said and closed his eyes. No movement. "Why isn't he going?" I said. "Ketan, didn't you say about something about the company meeting?" "Go, go," my heart was shouting. "Yes," he got up lazily. "Ketan, are you alright?" "Huh, I'm just tired." "That's all." "Ketan, you are working very hard. You need a vacation. Just try to spare some days and I shall plan an outing." I didn't know how I spoke those lines, considering the fact that I was wishing him to get lost immediately. His face didn't change at all. He headed towards the door. Meanwhile, the doorbell rang. And as I suspected, it was my father-in-law. "Papa, why are you so late? Where were you?" "It's just 30 past 7. I have been away for just 1.5 hours. "Ketan was here," I exclaimed. I know I saw his car entering, so I waited in the society garden. I know he was going back." "How did you know he was going back?" "He didn't park the car in its place." Smart thinking. I held his hand and almost pulled him into my bedroom. I noticed he was hiding something behind his back. "What's that?" He produced a beautiful yellow rose. "This is for you, Sush." It was the first time he called me by the name Sush. "Thank you, Babuji. It's so nice of you." He helped me to insert the rose in my hair. "Color yellow is for friendship. We are friends, right?" "Yes, Papa, we are friends." I shook hands with him. "Babu, is it okay if I call you Sush?" "Of course, Papa." "Okay, Sush, you look very pretty." "Thanks, Papa." We laughed. His remarks set me thinking. My hubby had failed to notice what my father-in-law had. He failed to notice my new sari, my new hairstyle, and my new makeup. I made him sit on bed and stood in front of him, dropped pillow of my sari and started unbuttoning my blouse. He smiled mischievously. "What happened?" I stopped and asked him. He said, "Thanks for not blindfolding me." He was looking at my breast, which I was about to unveil. "Oops." I covered my breast with my pallu of my sari and blindfolded. "Sush, there is one problem. It's very uncomfortable to suck when your top is on." "Naughty, Papa. You are very naughty." But I understood his problem. For me also, it was uncomfortable. I removed my blouse and bra totally and became topless. I pressed my boobs. I pulled his head close and thrust my left breast in his waiting mouth. He began sucking. After a few seconds, I placed his hand on my other breast and prompted to play with it. He fondled with my breast. He changed the breast on his own after a few minutes. Also, his hand caresses my other breast without my guidance. I had already given him my consent. I was in seventh heaven. He was caressing my body with tenderness and love. How I wish time never flies. When he was through, he kissed my breasts and pulled himself away. While removing blindfold, I said, "Papa, please open your eyes. I want you to see me topless." Immediately, I covered both my breasts with my palms. He saw me without blinking his eyes. Beautiful. Mind-blowing. He touched my shoulders. He brought his hands lower and pushed my hands away and grabbed my breasts. He fondled them and said, "Swoosh, you were sexy." I pulled him close and rubbed his head between my breasts vigorously. Ketan returned home very late in the night. He slept till late in the morning. I saw my father-in-law moving restlessly in home. "Papa, what's the matter? You need something?" I asked him innocently when he followed me to kitchen. "Isn't he going to office?" "No, he's too tired, so I told him to take rest," I lied. "Is it you told him to take rest? Any problem?" "Why should I have problem with that? He's your husband." He returned to go out of the kitchen. Clearly, he was pretty annoyed and upset. I caught his hand just in time. "Papa," I pulled him close to me. I placed my hands on his waist and pressed my breast to his chest. "He's my hubby, but you're my papa." He was frightened. "So what if he..." I locked his lips with mine. Ketan took his time to come out of sleep. Papa had already left for library after losing hopes. I didn't call him on the cell phone after Ketan eventually left for office. Father-in-law returned almost at noon. I said, "Papa, I thought you left Mumbai. I was lost into one particular book at the library." Annoyed by the reply, I asked, "What book can be more interesting than me?" "Hell no," he said hurriedly. "No book on this earth can be more interesting than you." He tried to touch and I moved away. He followed me and said, "Sush, I'm sorry. Why should you go to library?" I was angry. "Why couldn't you wait in the society garden just like yesterday?" He grabbed my hand and pulled me close and locked my lips with his. He pulled my sari apart. Let's go into my room for a change." When I was unbuttoning my blouse, he pulled me in bed. He fondled with my breast. His tongue encircled my nipples. He undressed me. He caressed my inner thighs. He kissed my love hole. When he was relaxing for some seconds, I said, "Papa, now it's my turn to suck you." I began unbuttoning his shirt. After squeezing and sucking his male nipples of his hairy chest for quite a considerable time, I touched the balloon area of his trouser and asked, "Babuji, why don't you offer me the real thing to suck?" I wanted to suck his cock. So he told me, "Sure, my honey," and he unzipped his trouser. One thing leads to another, and very soon we were making love in bed. Within 2 or 3 days, my body had stopped manufacturing milk. But we continued. We were in love. He was 65, but very much fit and fine, and I was only 25. I was slim and sexy. Encounter with my father-in-law made me realize the real woman within me. I realized why wasn't I happy with Ketan. Ketan always ignored me, but my father-in-law made me realize that I was a woman, a real beautiful woman. My moral was going low. My father-in-law took my care and enhanced my morale. Many a times, just holding his hand was enough for me. Sometimes I would just suck his thumb for hours. Sometimes he would just move his hand through my hairs, and that was enough. Watching a sunset sitting close to each other in the balcony was so romantic. My love for a father-in-law didn't take me away from my husband, though. Rather, my relationship with Ketan improved. I began loving him more intensely. He too reciprocated and began to show more respect and love for me. Frequency of making love also increased, and I felt I was blessed. So I continued fucking my husband as well as my father-in-law. Afternoons were reserved for father-in-law and nights were for husband. I enjoyed the game of love with both my lovers. Ketan was aggressive and Babuji was cool. He was like an artist. Many a time he made me reach multiple orgasms. Ketan used to fuck me only in missionary posture while Papa was innovative. He always tried new and different postures. I made him fuck my ass also. We saw so many porn movies together and played many indoor sex games. In no time, I was pregnant again. Both my husband and father-in-law were happy to hear the news. "Is it mine?" my father-in-law asked me once. "Of course it's yours," I lied to him. The fact was, I did not know who the real father was. I never used any protection. I was sleeping with both of them regularly. Ketan had no reason to doubt my loyalty, since I had been successful in keeping this affair a secret. I gave birth to a son. Also, I had a daughter after 5 years. This time also, I had no knowledge about who the real father was. Though my lover is not getting any younger, he is always eager to make me happy. Nowadays, he is suffering from early ejaculation. Many a times it becomes difficult for him to get proper hard on. Without losing his heart, he would give me pleasure by his finger. He is at his best when he's making love to me with his tongue. The only regret in my life is that I could never try threesome. Maybe I'll try it someday, and whenever I try, I've got to tell you the stories, either on audiosexstories.net, or if you want to hear my face-to-face reaction or ear-to-ear reaction, you can call me on indiansextalk.com. I would be more than happy to share these stories with you and share your feedback for me, okay? And you'll have a great time ahead. Mwah.